Good morning and welcome to our first Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord worship service. We are worshiping online and you can find the bulletin for our worship service on our website under the Staying Connected to God's Word link. Or you can also retrieve it from the email that gets sent out each Saturday. It has the bulletin along with the weekly news and Bible study handout along with other information. So those are the two spots that you can go for timely information. Now on this first Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord, to get us into the Word of our Lord chosen for this day, we ask a couple of questions. First of all, how has the gospel changed your life? Or to put it another way, what would your life be like without the gospel in it? There are too many people living in this world without the gospel in it. Are they better off, worse off than us who have the gospel pumping in our heart? From a worldly point of view, there may not be a noticeable difference or advantage. However, keep in mind what the gospel holds out to us. There really is no comparison. That's what we want to build on during our worship this morning. God bless us in our worship of Him, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let's turn our attention to our opening hymn. It's hymn 707 from Christian Worship Supplement, Peace Came to Earth. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
Amen.
Let all within me praise the Lord. We have come into the presence of God, who created us to love and serve Him as His dear children. But we have disobeyed Him and deserve only His wrath and punishment. Therefore, let us confess our sins to Him and plead for His mercy.
Merciful Father in heaven, I am altogether sinful from birth.
In countless ways I have sinned against you and do not deserve to be called your child. But trusting in Jesus, my Savior, I pray, have mercy on me according to your unfailing love. Cleanse me from my sin and take away my guilt.
God, our Heavenly Father, has forgiven all your sins. By the perfect life and innocent death of our Lord Jesus Christ, he has removed your guilt forever. You are his own dear child. May God give you strength to live according to his will.
Amen.
In the peace of forgiveness, let us praise the Lord. Let us pray. Father in heaven, at the baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Keep us who are baptized into Christ faithful in our calling as your children and make us heirs with him of everlasting life. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our first lesson for this Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord comes to us through the prophet Isaiah, the 49th chapter, where there is clear evidence that from Old Testament times on, Jesus has been meant to be the Savior of all people. Listen to me, you islands. Hear this, you distant nations. Before I was born, the Lord called me. From my mother's womb he has spoken my name. He made my mouth like a sharpened sword. In the shadow of his hand he hid me. He made me into a polished arrow and concealed me in his quiver. He said to me, "You are my servant Israel, in whom I will display my splendor." But I said, "I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing at all. Yet what is due me is in the Lord's hand, and my reward is with my God. And now the Lord says, He who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him and gather Israel to himself. For I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has been my strength. He says, It is too small a thing for you to be my servant to restore the tribes of Jacob and bring back those of Israel I have kept. I will also make you a light for the Gentiles, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord. In the midst of a trying situation came an opportunity to witness. We hear about this in Acts chapter 16. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open, and everyone's chains came loose. The jailer woke up. And when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, Don't harm yourself. We are all here. The jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? They replied, Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately he and all his household were baptized. The jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole household. The word of the Lord. We continue with the responsive sentences. Teach me, O Lord, to follow your decrees. Then I will keep them to the end. Give me understanding, and I will keep your law and obey it with all my heart. Direct me in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. Turn my heart toward your statutes and not toward selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For human anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says.
The Holy Gospel for this Sunday is taken from Mark chapter 4, Jesus is clearly identified to be the Messiah, the one who was promised. And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him, confessing their sins. They were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message: "After me comes the one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven: "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise be to you, O Christ. We turn now to our hymn of the day from Christian Worship number 89, "To Jordan's River Came Our Lord." Grace, mercy, and peace be yours in great abundance. And this is possible from God our Father and through our living Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We want to take our attention back to the book of Acts. And we're going to look at these words once again from Acts 16. "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved." This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear recipients of God's grace, thanks to the work of the Holy Spirit, who uses the means of grace, the gospel and word and sacrament, to connect us to the saving work of Jesus and to God our Father, and uses that same means of grace, the gospel in word and in sacrament, baptism and the Lord's Supper, to keep us connected. Gas up your vehicle, that is. It is not wise, is it, to continually run your vehicle near empty? Because at some point you could be left stranded. When you have a full tank of gas, you can go places. Spiritually speaking, it is good to gas up as well. That is, to keep our spiritual tank near the full side. Now, to feed our soul, to keep us spiritually filled up, we don't use the same product that we use to fill up our vehicles. Rather, we turn to something that is even more readily available and doesn't cost us a penny. Something we cannot say about the gas for our vehicles. The gas we need for our soul, and which benefits then our daily living, comes through Jesus. It is not something we can just ask for. It is not something that we can obtain on our own. It comes as a result of God's grace through faith in Jesus. This is evident then in the words of Scripture, which we're going to take some time to talk about at this time, from Acts chapter 16. Paul, the apostle of the Lord Jesus, was put in a prison. Not because he had done some evil deed, not because he had murdered someone, not because he had stolen anything. He was put there because he was preaching, talking up the good news of the gospel, to which people who were trying to scam people and the system did not appreciate. Justice, or the lack of justice, is not just a 21st century term or concept. But with the Lord, even in a not good situation for Paul, it turned out to be an opportunity for Paul to do what he desired to do and was called to do, and that was to share the gospel, with the goal of impacting lives. And impact lives he did while in that prison. Believe and be saved, Paul said. Believe in the Lord Jesus and be saved. There is no magic. There is no human effort. Simply believe and be saved. Let's break that apart a little bit more. How can we believe? What are we to believe? How can we believe? Believe in the Lord Jesus and be saved. Believe in the one who was promised all along, as we heard through the prophet Isaiah. He was prophesied already in Old Testament times to be the Savior, not just for the Jews, the chosen children of Israel, but also for Gentiles, for all people, you and me included. He was prophesied in the pages of Holy Scripture to be one who would bring good news to the world, who would free the world from the tyranny that they were under, the sinful tyranny, the grasp of sin on their lives, and the despair that comes with sin. Because again, without the good news of the gospel, what really is there in life? Evil continues to reign unchecked, and then what? We die. To what end? To nothingness. But with the good news of Jesus, we know that is not the case, or doesn't have to be the case for our lives. Jesus was the one promised. And so the apostle Paul, in his discussion with the jailer, Philippi, and his family, and others who were listening, is when he says, believe in the Lord Jesus and be saved. Well, then he goes on to talk about who they are to believe in and why. He is the one promised all along. He came in flesh. He appeared among us, the season of Epiphany, where we see this one born in a stable grow up. He began his public ministry at his baptism with John at the Jordan River. He showed himself to be the one who not only had good news to share, but also backed that up with miracles of healing and the like, raising people from the dead even. But that was not the sole purpose for his coming. He came to be the Savior of all people, not by doing miracles, not by simply proclaiming good news, but by living the perfect life in our stead and taking that perfect life to the cross. For your sin and my sin and the sin of all people. For the fact that by nature we start out as enemies of God and so are condemned to eternal death. And then from little on, we give clear evidence of the fact that we are sinful human beings. And so for those sins too, not just the unbelief, but the sins of doubt and the sins of hatred and you name it, Jesus took those sins to the cross. Because he is the Savior of all people. And without him, there is no salvation. Without his perfect life, without his innocent death, we would still be lost in our sins. How important it is then to believe in the Lord Jesus, who he is and what he has done, and be saved. The way to believe in him, to come to him, to connect with what he has done for us, well, that is through the means of grace, clearly made evident in our readings once again for today, how important the means of grace are. The gospel, the good news of a crucified and risen Savior, all that in the word itself, and also then in the sacraments. Baptism, able to bring us into a relationship with God. The Lord's Supper, to keep us in that relationship, to strengthen us in that. Because we do not connect with God and we do not get what Jesus has done for us and won for us by human effort. We simply don't wake up one day and ask Jesus to come into our heart. If we're asking Jesus to come into our heart, what has already taken place? The work of the Holy Spirit using the means of grace. It's not we who come to God. God comes to us. He comes to us not through magic means, but through the simple gospel. The gospel rooted in a Savior, Jesus, second person of the Trinity, true God and true man, crucified and risen. The means of grace, the gospel and word and sacrament connect us to God our Father and Jesus the Son and the Holy Spirit that connect us to what Jesus has won for us. And that's why the emphasis on Jesus, on baptism, another means, another tool for people to connect with God and what he has to offer us. Baptism is not our work. It's not our coming to God. It's God coming to us through the water connected to the Word. The power is in the Word. But the water helps us see something being done. We cannot take any credit for our salvation. All the credit for our salvation goes to God. Thanks be to God for his patience with us, for his faithfulness to his promises, for sending the Holy Spirit to use the gospel and word and sacrament to connect us and keep us connected to Jesus. And so as we do our witnessing, as with the Apostle Paul, eventually the conversation has to go to Jesus and the work that he has done. It has to go to the gospel. Yes, we want to build relations with people. But eventually that conversation and that relationship has to get to the gospel so the Holy Spirit can do his work. What was Paul doing, and not just Paul, but Silas, his partner with him while they were in prison? They were singing hymns, hymns loaded with the gospel. And they would talk up the gospel. Paul did not let a prison cell stop him from staying rooted in Jesus and talking him up. And so through that gospel, the jailer in a desperate situation cries out, "What must I do to be saved?" And Paul says, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and be saved." There's nothing you can do. Jesus has already done it for you. And why we want to get that conversation to the gospel is because the gospel comes with benefits. Believe and be saved. Believe in the Lord Jesus. Believing in Him comes with benefits, such as the peace that comes through the forgiveness of sins. A peace that transcends all understanding. Either you have this peace in your heart, in your mind, in your life, or you don't. Either you believe by the grace of God through faith in Jesus that your sins are forgiven, or you don't. And how many people don't believe and are struggling with sin and dealing with the guilt in their life and turn to other means, bottles, drugs, human efforts to try to find that peace, which can only come through Jesus. Believing in Him comes with benefits, because with forgiveness of sins, there also comes a new way of looking at life. We're no longer living for ourselves. We're no longer necessarily seeing how God is trying to knock us down in life, but rather we see how God, even through the ups and downs of life, is putting opportunities before us to glorify Him and to bring others to Jesus through the sharing of the gospel, the hope that we have. Because that hope is also rooted in the fact that this life is not all there is. We are not afraid of death. That doesn't mean we do anything to hasten death, but we're not afraid of it because Jesus has opened up to us the gates of eternal life. Because He lives, we too shall live. Believe in the Lord Jesus. It comes with benefits. Forgiveness of sins. Can't put a price tag on that. New attitude, new way of looking at life. And the sure hope of eternal life. It provides us with that way of living. The Bible is a lamp to our feet and a light for our path. If you want to know how to get through this life, open up the Bible. Which then brings us to the next point of staying connected to the Bible. As touched on last week, there are ways to stay connected so easily. Pick up the Bible itself. You can have it on your phone. You can have someone read it to you. In person, or again through your phone, your computer. There's really no excuse for us not to be connected in some way to the Bible each and every day. It doesn't have to be hours upon hours. But even a moment with God can be impactful. Continue to allow God to speak to you. He does through His inspired and inerrant Word. Stay connected. And as you stay connected, you stay connected to the benefits of believing in Jesus. You hold on and you have that peace that transcends understanding, even though life is chaotic. Maybe your personal life or life around us definitely is chaotic. Just because we flipped the date on the calendar wasn't magically going to change life. Read the Scriptures. What does God say about life in this world, especially as we get further away from Him, the people of this world. So we should not be surprised at the chaos that's taking place. Rather, that should move us all the more by the grace of God as He puts opportunities before us to get the gospel message out to the world, to encourage people to believe and be saved. To use that as a starting point to start out who they are to believe in and why and how that can happen. It's not for us to necessarily, we don't bring people to faith, but we plant the seed of the gospel, and through that gospel they come to faith. And it's for us to continually plant the seeds of the gospel, to nurture those seeds that have been planted. So keep in mind what opportunities are before you, even in negative situations, through the lows of life. May God refresh you so that you in turn can be a refreshing source of hope and life to others. gas up. We see the importance of it. We know we need it for so many things in our life in addition to our vehicles. We even put it in gas cans just in case, and as well to, as an easier way to transport it to those other things that take gasoline. Well, let's not neglect to fill up more and more our soul with the means of grace. Believe and be saved. Believe in the Lord Jesus, because believing comes with benefits. Amen. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard and keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's now confess our Christian faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
We turn to our prayer of the church. Lord God, our Maker and Preserver, we praise and thank you for all that you give us day after day. We are not worthy of all the mercies you show us. You have given us your precious word to nourish our souls and to protect us from the temptations of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature. We thank you for those who teach and preach your saving truth at this place and everywhere. Grant them a rich measure of patience, wisdom, and love. Heavenly Father, we pray that you shield us from every kind of danger, sending catastrophe, terrors of crime, and the pain of disease. Watch over those who travel by land, sea, and air. Keep our loved ones from whatever perils may threaten them. Heal those who are sick, cheer those who are sad, calm those who are distressed, and comfort all who are old and infirm. Bless our land, our people, and those who hold offices of high trust. Keep our government and schools upright and strong for the advancement of good citizenship and useful vocations, that we may enjoy your gifts of peace, security, and well-being. Grant your blessing to every nation on earth. Where there are wars, may there be peace. Where there is hatred, let it be healed. Where there is poverty, danger, or disaster, come with your almighty power to help and restore. O Christ, our true and only light, enlighten those who sit in night. Let those afar now hear your voice, and in your fold with us rejoice. Lord, give us always generous hearts to use what you have given, to spread your gospel near and far, and bring people into heaven. For those who are suffering from COVID, Lord, grant them a full recovery. Give peace to their heart, reaffirming in them that what we have through Jesus does not change, though earthly circumstances can change. Thank you for the birthdays being celebrated this week. Continue to fill their lives with good things in addition to the gift of faith. And thank you for blessing the marriages being celebrated in our midst. As you have forgiven us, may our husbands and wives be forgiving of one another as we strive to live our lives as reflections of you. Hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. We bring these requests before you in the name of Jesus, our Lord, and ask you to hear us. Take all that we have, our bodies and minds, our time and skills, our ministries and offerings, and use them to your glory.
We give ourselves to you, that we may serve you in whatever way is pleasing in your sight. Amen. And we also pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
As we turn to our next hymn from Christian Worship Supplement 736, all Christians who have been baptized, may you think of your own baptism as we sing and hear these words. We pray. O Lord God, our Heavenly Father, pour out the Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us strong in your grace and truth. Protect and comfort us in all temptation, and bestow on us your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Be still, my soul. Brothers and sisters, go in peace. Live in harmony with one another. Serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Thanks be to God. Morning again. Just to highlight a couple of announcements, we do have Sunday morning Bible study that takes place. It's online from 9:15 to 9:50. We're currently going through the topic, how to interpret and study the Bible. Again, you can find the handouts for that study on our website under the Staying Connected to God's Word link, or also on that email that gets sent out each week. Sunday School for Families, those materials get sent out to the home. So if you're not receiving those materials, please contact Pastor Growth. The teen class is on Sunday nights by Zoom at 7 o'clock. Again, if you're not connected, you don't have that link, contact Pastor Growth for that link. 2021 thank offering envelopes, we have them available if you haven't received yours yet. If you're on campus at any time during the week, you can pick them up in the office. They're kept in the library. And if you're here on a Sunday morning, you can get them in the library as well. If the door is locked, you can ask someone. We'll get that door open. If you are here and you know of someone who needs them or could use them but cannot get here to pick them up, if you're able to take them for them, be appreciated. If you need yours sent to the home, please let our office know and we'll take care of that. The poinsettia plants, there are a few left there. If you have purchased one and you want to pick one up, again, you can come this week yet and pick that up. If you're here in person later on today, you can pick it up then. Just a note then about Pastor Growth and the call that he had been holding. He writes this letter, "Brothers and sisters of St. Mark's, it's a humbling experience to deliberate a call to serve our Lord as a pastor in his kingdom. I thank you for your prayers and the input you have given me and my family throughout this process. After careful and prayerful deliberation, I have decided to return the call to serve as pastor of Ascension Lutheran Church in Moorhead, Minnesota, and St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Valley City, North Dakota. I thank the Lord for his guidance throughout the last 5 weeks, and I know he will bless the brothers and sisters at Ascension, St. Paul's, and St. Mark's. Please keep our spiritual family at Ascension and St. Paul's in your prayers as they continue to call for a shepherd to lead them in gospel ministry in the Moorhead and Valley City areas. Once again, we can trust that the Lord of the church will bless them richly by his grace. To God be the glory now and always in Christ our Savior, Pastor Brock Growth." So good news for St. Mark's, and as he indicated, let's continue to pray for our brothers and sisters, not only in Minnesota and North Dakota, but throughout the Wells, as the vacancy rate is high, the need for the gospel is great. And as Jesus said, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. So just another encouragement to continue to encourage people to consider full-time ministry, preaching and teaching ministry in our church body. Now, better than ever, and more than ever, do we need the gospel in our world. Have a great day in the Lord. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Wells President Mark Schrader. 2020 may go down as one of the most challenging years of our lifetimes, and yet as we look back at the past 12 months, it's a comfort to know that the biggest battle has been won. Our eternal salvation in Christ is assured. With that knowledge, we go into the world, confident that we have the answers to life's most vital questions. ¶¶
The pandemic affected all Wells ministries in 2020. And by God's grace, our synod responded to the changing situations.
It's not a time to sit around. It's not a time to wait. The souls of people around the world need to be connected to the gospel of Christ. And more than ever, we have the tools to do that right now.
You just have group after group after group of people who are saying, yes, we want to be involved in some way, in some fashion.
Working together in 2020, Wells pressed forward in ministry. Wells World Missions now serves churches in 40 countries around the globe. In some places, the work is face-to-face. In others, we are increasing the use of digital tools to enhance our reach. But the goal is always to nurture groups in the Christian faith as they move along the path to becoming self-supporting with local leadership.
Every member of the Wells is in every way connected to this mission work. What we can do very, very well is train others so that they can speak clearly about what Jesus has done for this world.
God has also blessed our mission efforts here at home. Throughout 2020, Wells Home Missions assisted 123 congregations in various stages of development.
We have found that when we start a new church, that singular purpose, that outreach focus is really embedded into the life of that congregation.
Because there is no shortage of opportunities to share the Savior's love, our four ministerial education schools continue to prepare the future leaders of churches like yours. Despite the pandemic, enrollments held steady as our schools graduated the next generation of pastors, teachers, staff ministers, and missionaries.
We make an investment that most other church bodies don't make in ministerial education. We care about the gospel enough that we care about the people who bring the gospel, and we want to give the best product we can to the church, and we want people to be able to use their best gifts for the sake of bringing you the gospel.
Congregational services continue providing timely resources to help share the gospel of Christ in churches, homes, and communities. In 2020, many additional resources were added online to help serve churches needing new modes of communication.
Congregational Services is the group within Wells that helps congregations plan out aggressive gospel ministry, whether it's evangelism, Lutheran schools, worship, discipleship, elder work.
Looking forward to 2021, one of the more exciting projects is the new Wells Hymnal, which will be released later this year, along with 17 volumes of supplemental material.
Another important event coming up in 2021 is the Synod Convention, to be held this summer at Michigan Lutheran Seminary, Lord willing. No doubt 2021 will bring new challenges and new opportunities. That's how it's always been for God's people. As a synod, we'll walk together in Jesus to help each other as we do the work He's given each of us to do.